all that around?
No, don't, because it'll mess up all of our headphones.
Mario said, wife's making food.
Can I have some food?
So she's doing her job.
Y'all got 30 seconds. Entertain me, peasants. All right.
Bitch.
We're live.
Ben Flowers started live. Denied, blocked.
Oh.
Damn.
Hey, you should do it too.
Oh, yeah. But mine's not going to be cool like that.
Well, whatever. All right, so what's up, guys? Welcome back to Garage Noise.
What's up?
This is Ben, Rio, and Corey.
Yes, sir.
And we have a special guest today, our one and only winner of our... is it called a raffle?
No.
Could be, yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have James Kell here. James Kell...
oh, my gosh.
What?
Witchcraft.
Okay. So, James Kell won our... I guess we can call it a giveaway.
Yeah.
You want to?
But yeah, so he won a free range day with us. We're going to take him to the range this weekend.
Yep.
So you get to shoot all of our cool guns.
Can I imagine them as someone I don't like? And
You gotta speak into the mic. I can't hear you.
Can I imagine somebody I don't like and then use it?
Sure.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do. Let me adjust you here.
That's called murder.
So y'all talk about something right quick.
That's called murder.
It's not murder. It's not murder.
It's called murder because, I mean, that's conspiracy to murder.
It's not murder if you yell surprise. You
just don't yell their names when you're shooting.
Don't be like, fuck you.
Fucking
Sarah. Shit. I hate you, Judy. Fuck you, Tom Landry.
Fuck you, the guy in the blue Z that breaks down every 5 seconds.
That too.
I really feel like there's a bunch of shade right now in this really bright room.
Trying to put this in my mouth, bro.
It's gotta be close.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna have. Whenever you have the headphones, yeah, in, you'll be able to tell how good.
If
it
I can stick these ear in my phone.
Okay. Ear in my phone.
Okay, I got them adjusted now, so. He should be good now.
Did you get it? No, not yet.
No, don't worry about it.
So besides,
there you go.
So besides, the gun pass and everything, I had to pay like $500 for the Patreon. So did I get more stuff out of this?
$500, my ass.
If you're paying $500, where the fuck the rest of this money go?
So it was $15 a month.
Yes.
And with that $15. You won a free trip to the gun range with us where you get to shoot all of our guns for free.
Church day.
Church. On church day. And then also...
church. What's church?
What we get, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. So tell us your size. Can you hear us at least without those?
And they keep popping out.
Okay. Can you hear us without them though?
No.
No?
Well, it's because we're in each other's ears.
Yeah.
Guys, I can hear you right now.
Okay. All right. As long as you can hear us, that's fine. All right. All that matters.
What? What were we saying?
So, James, you're here now. You see how this podcast takes place. Now, all nobody on...
and your guy messaged you.
Yeah. Whoever's on Instagram Live can see how it's how this is all taken care of now, too.
What's up, chicken butts?
Yeah.
Saw, dude.
So I don't think there's anybody watching right now.
Nobody's even watching this one.
They'll be listening, so.
Yeah.
It's because of me, so they don't want to watch. I see how it is.
Nah, man.
I don't give a damn.
If they don't like it, they can subscribe to our Patreon.
Sucking dick.
Shove a dildo in my butt.
No. If they don't like it, they can subscribe to our Patreon, and they can be our next guest.
Yeah, and they can stop bitching about it.
They can show us how it's done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you wanna make this better and help them out with more stuff, it helps them out, too. Make it bigger.
Yeah, I need a bigger house so we can have a bigger podcasting room.
You want to be like the Playboy.
Have a full-ass studio. Just that's the podcast room.
That's so originally, I wanted to do this in that other room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The one that we painted one day.
Mm-hmm.
But that idea got shot down, so.
Instantly?
No, it was over the course of a couple months because we had a big old bed in there, right? Uh-huh. So it was I was going to stuff the bed in the closet. And I was going to make that whole room dedicated to nothing but my guns and this podcast.
Didn't work out very well, did it?
No, it didn't. So I don't know if you saw whenever you walked in, but all a lot of my guns are hanging up on the door over there.
They're pretty decorations.
Yeah, that's my wall art in my house because I'm a man.
He's a John Wick looking ass that does that stuff.
Dude, I wish I was John Wick.
That'd be awesome.
Shit, I'd be
that's
scared.
My life goal right there.
Just down the wall, here's the gun. There's a gun right there.
Pretty much. Also, all of the weapons in my house are all tactically placed. They're all in specific places for specific reasons. So if we get copyrighted because of this song, whatever.
The song is so fucking good.
Speaking of Post Not Malone.
Oh, well, we're not listening to Post Malone right now, but
good.
What did you want to talk about? How we're still trying to get Post Malone on our podcast?
Okay, so let's say this. I'm not big on very new rap. Every rap, new rap, I hate. Like 60 Not 9, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
What that dude with the frou frou hair, whatever.
With the frou frou hair. You got all that frou frou shit.
I never listened to Post Malone, but honestly, I wouldn't mind if he was here because the way he acts and the way he does towards people and everything is much respect. And I honestly would like to meet him. I mean, I never listen to his music, but the stuff he does and the stuff I've seen on YouTube and stuff, it's respectful, and I respect him. I mean, I would love to see him.
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, he actually graduated the same year as high school as I did.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, wait, what school did he
went to Grapevine.
Speaking of that, I live close to them.
Well, me. Rio lives in Las Colinas.
Well, he's going to be closer.
Yeah.
So I just, if I can just sit, step outside, I hear a noise like, oh, there's Rio. Yeah,
that's the neighborhood nuisance.
When you hear,
it's more like, I'm gay. Homo.
He's not a Honda. So.
look here, Corey, smack a lot.
All right, well, let's jump into this.
Does anybody have any topics?
I got a text message today about some topics that we can talk about.
But
since James is here, I want to talk about what James wants to talk about first.
But it's not all about
me. That's how it usually goes.
I'm just here chilling with my friends.
So what are the things that you like, James? You like video games?
Yes.
Because we don't play video games, so we don't know shit about video games. So this is your opportunity to school us a little bit here.
No, not that. Okay, first of all, don't get Fortnite.
Fortnite?
Dude,
Fortnite.
Isn't that like the super craze, though? Everybody plays Fortnite, bro.
Yeah, truth be told, I'm not going to lie, I admit it. I suck at it. But secondly, is because people are just too competitive over it.
Yeah.
Really?
I rather play Call of Poopy again than...
I love how you have like all of these negative names for
what's up, bro?
These video games.
I love Call of Duty. Like, I used to love it, though. Until
That's my friend Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Sean Mendez. What's up, brother?
Sean Alvarez, bro.
That was close.
Dude, so Sean is actually like a really talented skateboarder and an even more talented filmer.
Although Sean White.
Yeah. He films like skate videos and stuff. Uh-huh. He's filmed a bunch of them for me.
Yo, it's me.
It me, guys.
Hey, I saw you were in the skate park not that long ago.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. I hit up the skate park again. It's been a while, so... Wanted to see if I still got
still
it.
Got it.
Still got it? I had a little spaghetti leg for a little bit, but we get it. Leg. Oh yeah, and he's got a sick ass Integra. He's got a four-door chocolate brown Integra.
Nice. Dude, I love Cheggies.
On cozy K1s.
Nice.
Be on the next podcast,
you know
bro.
Jose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I love his that hit. Shout out to Jose, man. His Teggy's freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, the JDM front ITR.
Oh Jesus.
So Sean's got a sick Integra. I
want to see this.
I fucking love his Integra.
What color is it?
Brown. It's brown with rare, like gold flake.
Like rare style brown.
It's like
root beer.
Like root beer brown. Like root
That's
beer
my
DC2.
Favorite,
yeah.
This guy says shout love out from it. Discount Tire. You work at Discount Tire, bro. Hook it up with some tires,
I know,
bro.
Right? Anyway, so back to the video games. Sorry, I got sidetracked, James.
No,
so,
you're good. I'm
so
just chilling.
Here's your opportunity to school us a little bit on some video games because we don't play them. So,
well, I'm not a person that knows. I mean, I know a lot of video games, but like,
well, what? Okay, so what's your favorite video game?
Right now,
play?
I'm addicted to. I was telling him, Red Dead.
Red Dead Redemption. Is that what that is?
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
If you like. Old school Western cowboys and stuff like that. It's a really good game if you like Rockstar. It's one of those people. That's what I was saying. That's what I don't like about people nowadays is they're too judgy. They either get mad when it takes forever them to make a game, but they also get mad when it comes out and it's bad. They're just like, they expect the game for 100%. And I know what technology and everything is good nowadays.
Yeah.
But you can't expect perfect things. And that's another example, like review wise. I don't look at reviews. I based on if I like it or not. Someone's going to tell you not to like a game. That's controlling, in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel the same way about reviews and stuff like that. Yeah. Like,
test it for yourself.
Yeah.
Rent the game, or don't look at reviews. It's if you like it, get it. Like Rage, that game I played on 360 was Rage. Everybody hated it, and a lot of people hated it. Like games like that, Elder Scrolls Online, I played that. People say it sucks. Yada yada. Well, like the Division game, it's Division. It's a post-apocalypse with a military style. Tom Clancy, yes.
Yeah.
And people hated it, but now they fixed everything. Now they're being hypocrites and they like it again. That's what I don't like about people. Be like what you want.
Be content.
Yeah. So I know a guy that's like that with movies. He'll come to work and we got into the point now where we just exchange movie information. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you see this yet? No, but I heard it's really bad, so I'm not gonna go see it. Oh, and I'm like, are terrible. You sure? Because I saw it and it's really, really good. He's like, man, no, too many reviews said it wasn't. And he's literally the type that you'll tell him that, and he'll just be like, yeah, it's not worth my time. And I'm like, well, how do you know that? These people have their own idea of what they're looking for, and if it doesn't meet their criteria, then you're already knowing you hate it. Like, you don't know at all. So,
and it's very, very rare for me to look at reviews certain things. Anyways, it's very rare for me to look at reviews and certain things, and I can respect other people's decision. I respect people's, like, for example, decisions, beliefs, and everything. I ain't judging.
Yeah.
But like at the same time, just do it yourself. Waste your money on it. If you're not gonna like it, accept you're wasting your money. You can always get that back.
Yeah. Do you, bruh?
As this guy right here, this little munchkin Godfender says.
Godfender.
Just send it.
Just one Godfender.
Fender God. This is Facebook. It's a Facebook comment thread. Asterisk Fender God.
Dude,
I'm gonna make a shirt for you
next year. We're gonna get a Fender, paint it gold, and that's gonna be the last fucking trophy of Mondays Don't Suck.
It's not gonna be gold. It's gonna be plastic.
Who's donating the Fender?
I know, right? Whose Fender do I gotta rip off? Yeah,
right. Plastic. Dude, dip. It was like, we'll go to the junkyard, get a Fender.
What? Prop that thing up more straight, cause you can't. I can barely hear you in it.
What are you talking about?
How is it that I'm not professional at this?
Oh my
God! Jesus Christ! My phone. Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
It's okay. It's just the phone.
Is that better?
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck yeah, chicken strips.
Oh my God.
What was that noise?
Bro, everything is dying today.
Good thing I don't have my headphones in. I'll have to hear the screaming.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna
hear
it.
That's one good thing.
You're gonna hear it, pal.
Yeah, at least I can
fuck my headphones up.
Really?
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Mine are perfectly
fine. Are you okay?
Stop. It's all of it's in one ear.
That's what she said. Let me try.
I almost got it.
You got it? You almost there? Almost there. Right there.
In and out.
Yeah, boy. So today, guys, here on Gay Rolls Noise, we have the man, the myth, and the legend. He's here every 14 podcasts.
The guy that shows up every once in a while when the sun right? When the sun goes down and the moon comes up and it turns orange. When the moon turns orange, that's when Rio shows up.
I walk out.
Racist.
That's not racist.
Rio's here every time there's a blood moon.
Right. It's like every
an eclipse.
The devil right hand guardians right here is probably why he came.
Ah, dude, I'm fucking pissed about my headphones getting fucked up.
See, that's why you guys need to do Patreon to help them out. They're poor.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, they're poor. You got that right, yeah.
Compared to all you three, I'm poorer than all three of you.
pretty sure we have less money than you think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I have like $4 to my name right now.
I fucking spent like almost all my money renovating my house this weekend.
The door's nice.
All your monies?
Pretty. It felt like all my money.
So Corey's new name is Corey Smacks a Lot Indian name. Mine is apparently my dad gave me mine. It was Lazy Bear Walking.
Fix my shit, Rio. I'm fucking dying.
Yeah, Rio's a pro at
this. You want my
Febreze
headphones?
No. Just stank ass.
What?
Yeah, so the headphones that Rio uses, he got them for free because somebody like left them somewhere. Them on like a flight.
I wouldn't say this is like the full complete story.
I would say it because I don't care.
Calm down. Get them, bitch.
Calm down, Russ Martin.
Come in my house and find them.
Come seize them, ATF.
Yeah.
FBI, you can't get these headphones.
Nigga, that's a federal offense. Like, I used to do that shit all the time.
Technology-wise, that would probably be FBI. Or ICE.
No, ICE is Mexicans.
I know, right?
If you smell those, nobody.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I was going to say was my mom actually used to work. My stepmom, before the government, retired, but she worked for She worked for immigration.
Oh, really?
Nothing wrong with that.
No, but no, I just want
job.
I just want to say Lemigra or something.
Why would I be offended? That's more racist to say. Yeah,
don't get offended.
They were born in America. Yeah, they were born in Texas.
Born right
how
in
would
Texas,
you know?
Because they told me.
My birth certificate.
Quote unquote. No, but she was the one. She was the one that legalized them to bring them in and everything. So.
Oh, okay.
But her office was in Dallas.
Yeah.
They moved to Las Colinas. Yeah. Cool. But she was director of Texas and all of Oklahoma as well. So.
Nice.
That's what the other thing is like.
So your mom was one of the good ones.
Well, yeah. My mom is against
fucking Trump.
My mom is I'm not getting into that, but my mom is one of those ones that hate the people that are like, that's what I don't like about people nowadays. They judge you. Like, not all people are bad. Not law enforcement, government, and stuff like that. Yeah, there are some crooked ones, but if you really want to look at it, Congress.
Yeah. Okay.
Time out.
Let's not go further on this topic.
Time out.
Yeah, my bad. I forgot.
What?
How about them cowgirls?
Hey, dude, they finally pulled off a win, dude. Like, I'm proud of them.
Yeah. All right, so I got something that I want to talk to you about, James.
I didn't do it.
Since you're our special guest here. So, us three we're actually all four of us are technically in the car scene, right? But the three of us have like modified cars, so we're kind of in like a little.
Was that making me chop liver?
No. I'm getting to it. So it kind of puts us in like a little sub part of the car culture, right?
Yes.
Because we've gone to an extreme with our cars, and we've taken it to a whole different level.
Which
at this
beautiful
point.
Cars, by the way.
Thank you.
Now you're kind of on the fringe, right? And you admit it, like you're 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Yes.
So you observe the car world almost from the outside, but you are on the inside.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
I'm a little slow, but kind of, yeah.
Okay. So you observe the car world and the car scene as a spectator.
Yes.
And not really as like a participant.
Like import faction. I mean, not import. Import nights and all that. Like the car show stuff.
Yeah. So so you go as like a spectator, not as a competitor.
Basically,
right?
Like SEMA, just go and chill and watch.
Right.
Okay.
So what do you think about like car culture, how it is right now, and the way that it's been moving over the past few years that you've been a part of it, watching from the outside in? What do you think about car culture in the car world?
The thing is, I'm not judgy at all whatsoever about cars. This person can be driving a really hoopty, but it looks absolutely amazing because it's what they love and stuff like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I respect everything. The only thing I don't like is that camber crap. That's a little that too much Back to the Future look right now.
Okay, so you don't like excessive camber.
That is the only thing in this car world I do not like. Is it especially on cars that shouldn't be doing like any car, like that's it ruins the love and passion of a car. You can't really.
Well, you have to think. That's from your
yes,
point
and
of
that's
view.
Why I respect.
Yeah, that's why we want to ask him all that too.
No, that's the thing I respect as well. It's my respect. I don't get mad at people's opinions and everything. Even though I don't like it, but I still respect it. Like it's something that people need to understand is everybody earns their living for the love of their cars. If someone can't afford something nice, but they afford it in a way they loved it, then respect it. I guess is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's a good way to
his Z. I love his Z.
Oh, mine.
This guy over here, Ben, whatever his name is.
Well, they can't see.
Yeah, I know. I'm not used to podcasting, so I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My brother from another, not mother, but anyways, I'm just messing with you. Even though,
damn, you still got that shit on me.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. Then I respect everybody's cars. I respect, but everything's. I noticed in the years of past, people are just getting crappier and too judgy. It's getting worse. People are just judging too much, and that's what I hate about the car scene now.
Okay. Yeah.
I love the car scene. I respect the car scene, but the one thing I don't like is there's just
too many opinions.
And that's the thing. I respect opinions. I respect people's opinions, but you can't get mad if a negative opinion reacts with another negative opinion. If you're going to be negative with me, I'm going to be negative back. You just can't get mad at that.
Yeah, I'm going to beat your ass.
I mean, my view on it, even though, like, if you're going to talk shit about someone's car, then just keep it to yourself.
Yes.
Like
don't take them headphones,
dude. I know it's annoying. If you're gonna talk shit about someone's car, keep it to yourself. If you feel the need
for speed
to go and comment on a picture saying your car's trash, your car's this.
See, that's
you. Honestly, don't have a fucking life.
Yeah, that makes
your
you
penis
an asshole.
Is fucking tiny.
That's what I hate about that too. If you're gonna talk crap on. The reason why I'm a keyboard warrior, people tell me a lot, is...
I love that you just admitted you're a keyboard warrior.
Yeah, I know. I admit it. I'm not afraid to admit it, especially on tit.
We've reached a new level.
It's because it helps me control my anger and everything. But that's what I'm saying. Like, people talk crap about someone's car on the internet. If you're going to have the balls to say it, confront them. It's more respectful. But in the end, like you said, don't talk shit about someone's car. It just makes you look like a dick.
No, you don't have a fucking penis if you talk shit about someone's car.
Yeah, you became a Caitlyn Jenner.
So
he went there.
Hey, Jalen is on the podcast. He's watching.
No, he's not.
I saw it. I was like, hey, homie.
That's why I'm not afraid to admit it. I keep telling people I'm a keyboard warrior because of reasons. My mentality and my attitude used to be not good. I'm changing. I hate changing, but I'm doing for the better. But
Mama, I'm changing.
The car world is...
Mama.
I love the car world. I respect everybody's car. I respect everything, no matter if I don't like it or not. I know not to say nothing because it's disrespectful because they earned it. It's their money. They earned it. But the world's...
It's fucking hard work building a car.
It is.
Okay?
And I never built a car, and I know I can tell it's hard work. Especially the Z over here, Ben's, like, just sitting in that, you know, just...
Dude, mine was a fucking nightmare building.
Hey, you got that.
It's because
how
your setup is,
though,
too.
Right?
It's hard. People don't understand that. That type of setup, it's hard to fix stuff on that car style, isn't it?
Dude, yeah, well, so the engine is... real fucking big. It's like it's massive for a V6, right? Like the engine on a 350Z is so big compared to most other V6s. And then these fucking brilliant Nissan engineers decided, let's make the engine bay as small as possible. Like, let's just fucking cram all this shit. It's like fucking shoving 15 sausages into a hole. Like,
how would you know?
It's insane. It's fucking stupid, right?
That's what I don't like about people nowadays. Like, it's people don't. I never worked on a car personally. I admit I never worked on a car, but seeing videos and people like your car and stuff like that, or Corey's car or anything like that, I can tell it's not easy building it, and people just judge too much.
Fucking
Especially, like, never judge a book by covers, I always say.
Yeah, never judge a Z by its wing.
You're the one that's saying that?
No, but yes, I'm a keyboard warrior, and I'm proud of it for reasons, so it's whatever.
My whatever, bro. Addiction. Whatever.
That's the reason my way name is Troll Hunter, and that's why I fuck with people on Twitch. It's fun.
He's my strange addiction. I'm a keyboard warrior. What the fuck?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Fuck your chicken strips.
Fuck them.
I want some chicken strips now.
So what do you think about the podcast, James?
I love it, dude. If it's, I'm not trying to be much annoying. I'm trying to watch what I say and stuff. I don't want to overdo it.
You got him?
But
I'm going to get all fucked up whenever he passes them to me.
You would jinx it, knock on wood. But I love it. I mean, if I could, I would love to come back more often if you guys allow it.
Yeah. Okay. My headphones are fixed now. Thank the Lord.
At least these fuckers have headphones. I'm good though. I don't need to scream in my ear.
We have Fender God and we have Headphone God.
Yep.
Boy.
Sound God.
Sound God.
I am the one.
Okay. Outcast guys.
So now I'm pumped up again. I got the fucking juice now. I got the juice.
You got the sauce.
Oh, I just messed up my headphones.
Oh my gosh. You serious?
Told you not to jinx it,
okay,
man.
Okay, fixed it.
You get cocky and greedy, man. It's gonna come.
I got it.
He said, I got the juice. Okay. Nah, dude. Anybody can get the juice.
Well, I just got the juice.
Yeah, but
let me talk to your mom real quick.
What you want is sauce. You want the sauce, bro.
Dude, I'm always sauced.
Because
no.
Listen.
I got too much sauce.
Okay? Everybody, okay. How long too does juice last in your fridge? Well, not
speaking
you.
Speaking of sauce, where's the sauce at?
Rio can have juice in his fridge for about a day.
Did you say not me because I don't have fucking shit in my fridge?
Yes. Because you can have a fucking carton of juice for like 6 months and you'd be like, oh, I didn't even know I had this in here. You know?
Yep.
Speaking of sauce, where's his sauce at, dude?
I don't know.
Yeah, where is my fucking sauce?
Do you know how much we sell? Like, my parents make
that
shit.
How many
That's
times,
no excuse.
Dude, you fucking told me. You're like, I'm going to bring you some. Wait, where?
Well, a person gets busy every now and then.
Doing what? Playing with yourself?
Bro, come on. You just got that job. Let's go.
What is
Speaking of job, I got an interview tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah?
I quit Pizza Sluts because I got tired of them because they're franchised now.
I love your negative names for everything, dude. They're the best.
Dude, Domino's and stuff like that.
What is Pizza Sluts? Is that like Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut.
No, but hey, I
I fuck with Pizza Hut.
No, it's Pizza Sluts, but get it right.
Pizza Sluts.
Pizza Hut!
Damn. Oh my god, that dabbing shit.
Bitch, damn.
Anyways,
so where's your new job going to be interviewing for?
The thing is, okay, well, I'm not good at math, but I'm going to try anyway. I like to push myself, try new things.
I'm good at math, so let's hear it. Come on.
He'll correct you if you're wrong.
What's 2 plus 2?
4. Big
no,
math.
No, 6.
Oh, quick math.
No, I no, it's not math, but what I'm saying is, like, I got an interview tomorrow, Quick Trip.
Hey, dude, Quick Trip is actually like a legit fucking job.
Yeah,
dude.
That's
make
a
like
real
fucking
job.
$15 an hour.
$10 an hour.
$10. Well, $10 an hour. That's
and
still
part time too, as well. Takes in. That's the thing I posted on a tit that one day, and then people were like, "Why?" I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna fuck with these fuckers so
if
hard.
If you're listening outside of Texas, you probably don't know what we're talking about whenever we say tit. Tit is a Facebook. It's a Facebook group called Texas Imports Today.
It's all about titties.
The abbreviation is tit, and it's like the largest automotive Facebook group.
15,000
in Texas.
I keep forgetting that tit people don't know about. So my bad.
Yeah, but that's all right.
Not tip. Tit.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right, mate.
No, but I did Quick Trip tomorrow. Any of you, wish me luck.
Dude, good luck. I hope you them dead. Knock their socks off, man.
I'm not. It's actually the headquarters over there off Industrial.
Yeah.
So
nice.
I had an interview there one time too. Like I walked in, they're like,
"Fuck off.
You need to shave your beard." And I was like,
"Yeah, you have to be presentable and stuff." Which,
I walked out that bitch.
Which is
I'm not about to look 12.
Hey, check this out.
Ooh, podcast fart.
Sounds like a little baby fart.
Fried chicken.
Who's on it now? Somebody. Is it Jalen again?
Probably Jalen.
Oh, well, gone now.
Bye.
Never mind.
Like, I'm telling you, man. I'm watching. Oh.
It's because I'm here. Fuckers.
All right, so. Okay, back to cars. Back to cars. Because it's a garage noise. We talk about cars, guns, and everything else. So, one of the I got a text, right, and it was topics of stuff that we can talk about or they wanted to hear about, and it falls in the lines of maintenance. Okay, maintenance, modifications. Uh-huh. Do you do your own maintenance?
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah? Yeah,
I do.
I do.
Yeah. What about you, James?
As you said,
well, your car is new; it's under warranty. So.
And so, no, I don't because I take it to a dealership.
Yeah, so that's understandable. If it's under warranty, dude, if it's under warranty, fuck it. I take it to
Huggins.
Dude, my truck was under warranty for like I think I had like 1,000 miles left on the warranty still. Whenever I bought the truck, and I was like, dude, I should just like run down this fucking oil, like real dirty, just and go get a free oil change.
Where'd you get your Ford at, by the way? Fucking
from I bought my Ford from an Acura dealership. I got it from Vandergriff Acura in Arlington.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, off 20.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
Yeah.
Shout out.
My friend Patrick works there, and he hooked a brother up, so.
Hi, I'm your new brother.
I couldn't pass up on that deal.
I'm just kidding.
So it was a good deal. Cool.
I like to earn my stuff. So.
But anyway, yeah, yeah. So so I do my own maintenance. But for the people that are kind of on the fence, they don't know, you know, whether they should or shouldn't do maintenance or even try to, like, work on their car themselves. Do you guys have any advice? I mean, I have advice, and it's just fucking do it.
So, yeah, For my advice would be to someone who's considering doing their own maintenance, if you know how to do it and you can guarantee you're not going to mess anything up, obviously, then do it yourself. Example, oil changes, brake pads,
yeah,
rotors. This stuff is very, very, very easy for those, even for those who have never done it before. It's something you can learn.
Oh, yeah, and it's super easy to figure out.
The
yeah.
basic stuff. Yeah. Don't try to take apart your freaking head. And
right,
do
and
all
then, don't
shit.
Don't
like,
try to sit here and like, oh, I'm going to, you know, put a tire on with a wrench and, you know, and my bike pump. Like, obviously, this, you're going to take up all the time for nothing.
Don't hit it with a hammer.
Simple stuff like the oil changes and brakes and all that. That's stuff you can do. Air filters, cabin air filters. It's when you say maintenance, it doesn't always mean sit there and break down the car. So,
yeah. Ooh, that stinks.
I would say though, if you can, then do it. You know, if it's really simple, something that doesn't take too much time, then definitely just do it yourself.
I need a fucking light a match in here, dude. I just farted. And it smells so bad.
Is your El Salvadorian side coming out?
Yeah, dude. Fucking
you're officially El Salvadorian because you're dating one.
I wish I was Salvadorian, dude. That'd be tight. But anyway, this is one thing I love about growing up in the era that we grew up in, right?
America.
So me and you, we were born the same year.
Yeah.
And and so we were born into eat shit, nerd.
Fuck you, Ben.
88 for me.
Oh, were you born in 88?
I'm 30 years old.
Oh shit. Okay. So so we can identify.
So,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. So
by the way, Outcast.
Fuck you. Eat shit.
Chicken strips.
Eat a dick.
Damn, whole ass. I'm only 4 years
old. Cut his mic cord. No talking for you anymore.
We love you, but fuck you.
So, all right. So whenever we were born, right, it was right whenever computers started to become a thing in people's houses.
Yeah.
And then the internet became a thing. And then after the internet became a thing, Google became a fucking thing.
Right.
And then Google and then YouTube, and then it all became like everything what it is now, right? It's a fucking digital highway. Mm-hmm. Everything moves at 1,000,000 miles an hour. You can find out whatever the fuck you want to find out on the internet, right?
Yeah.
So my advice to people that are wanting to learn about working on cars, find a friend that fucking knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you can't find a friend that knows how to do it, Google it, dude. Google it, YouTube it. There's so much out on the internet that'll teach you how to do stuff, and they will break it down. We called it Barney style in the Army. They'll break it down Barney style where it'll be step by step what you need to do and the tools that you need. And they'll even tell you where to buy this stuff too. Like it's so easy to learn now. And to figure out how to get things done on your car, I honestly don't understand how like dealerships stay in business with their maintenance techs and stuff like that. Like I get it because people don't want to learn; they just would rather not deal with it and let somebody else do it.
They would rather pay money.
We're in an era now where it's like all this information is at your fingertips, why not use it? You know how much money you can save by doing your own stuff? Yeah. You could save $250, you know?
Yeah. That's a lot of things that that I didn't know how to do, which is still a lot. I just looked it up on YouTube and watched a reputable video, like something that's actually going to show you and not just some kid that's like, all right, let's see if we can do this. But then once you do it once, I mean, you kind of have it down depending on how your memory works, but it's very simple to get it down.
Unless you're Rio.
Yeah.
And you watch me install coilovers and then you go and try and install coilovers.
Shade like a bitch.
But tell me how.
Look at that fucking tree that just grew in here. Oh, there's so much shade.
But here's what I.
Those coils were garbage.
Dude, they were fucking like max speeding rods or whatever the fuck they were.
Four coils.
Dude, I could have taken that whole fucking spring out and it still would have sat.
Dude, whenever we put mine in.
Trader's Village.
Whenever we put mine in, I did it so much quicker. Yeah, dude, I was like, so this is how easy it's supposed to be?
We
like,
literally.
Yeah.
So much faster. What were you saying, James?
No, you're good. My thing is.
You're good. You get a pass, Rio.
Cool.
I'm not going
to
kill you.
I get to survive this time.
It's okay. I like you more
than me.
I like you more than.
It's fucking Advil.
Yeah, fuck Ben. Fuck that guy. He's
so, what you guys are saying about that, and I do want to learn cars eventually. I know I'm 30 years old. I'm a little slow and stuff in life, but I'm catching up, and that's what pushes me forward. So, whenever I do get a car to learn, my goal is, in my opinion, is I'm going to get a 90s Civic and start learning from there. Because they're easier to learn.
Perfect.
The OBD1s, they're easier to learn. It'll help me build up to cars like, you know,
my suggestion to you get a 96.
Okay,
get a 96. It's OBD2, right? So it's actually easier because nobody can fucking read OBD1 anymore.
Yeah. I thought it'd be easier to work on those though.
OBD is just the diagnostic port basically,
gotcha,
right?
Okay.
So if you get something that's 96, it's OBD2.
Yeah, someone told me
so
about that.
So you can use like a little
hand
scanner. I can get you a
88 Honda Civic Waggle van.
Don't listen to him.
But 96, you know, like I had like a 95 Civic, right? And it was built and boosted and all this shit. Well, a fucking 96 Civic has still got the same shit in it that 95 does. It's OBD2 reader instead of OBD1 reader.
Yeah. So that's in my opinion, that's what
But I also have some advice for you right now.
I'm scared.
Okay. Because just in this 37 minutes and 8 seconds that we've been talking, I've heard you down yourself like 4 times. And it's kind of irking me a bit. So here's my advice to you, right?
Irking you?
Yeah. So... these 4 times you said I'm slow in life. You're not fucking slow, okay? Like you comprehend and you understand what's going on around you, right?
I think so.
Yeah, but you have like a good grasp on life and you understand like what is going on here, and don't ever think that you are slow or like less than anything, because you're not. Like you're a perfectly capable human being, right? And you understand and you get it. There's no reason to doubt yourself for any reason.
So one day so I can be better than you.
So you can. You can.
Fender
and that's
God?
And that's the thing, right? Like so I'm the fender god, right? But there's always gonna be so I'm just a regular guy. Okay. But yeah, I call myself the fender god, but in Roman times, there was these people that claimed to be gods all the time, and they were fucking struck down because there was always somebody that was better than them. So, yeah, with all of the knowledge that there is out there, you can be better than me. And I pray and I hope one day that everybody in the fucking world is better than me.
30 years later.
and it's perfectly fine with me. If there is somebody out there that can roll fenders better than me, I will give them the title. But as of right now, there's fucking not.
Corey.
So if you want it, come get it, bitches.
No, but that's the thing.
Don't ever fucking down yourself ever again. Never. I better never hear you say anything like that ever again. Because if you do, I'm going to fuck your shit up.
He's not playing.
So delete that from your vocabulary. Never tell anybody ever that you're slow. Okay? Don't ever tell anybody ever again that you're slow. Because you're not slow. You're fucking intelligent, dude. And you understand what's going on in life. I said that like 15 times, but it's true.
No, you're good. I'm more better at what I do.
Right. So you just let your actions show and quit worrying about everything else.
That's my
Has
problem.
Has somebody fucking told you at some point that you're slow or something like that?
A lot, yeah. Someone put a knife to gave me a knife and told me to go kill myself.
All right, who was it? Tell me their name right now.
I don't talk to them.
Tell me their name on the podcast. Remember. I'm going to fucking find them. And I'm going to fucking destroy them.
No, you're good. No.
Anybody, and all you, all fucking two of you that are listening on the podcast, right? Or listening on, or watching live on Instagram. If you're listening to this and you talk shit to James, I'm going to fuck your shit up. I will fucking destroy you.
I ain't gay, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
No, but no, I try, I, you know.
Be positive, man.
No, like, this 40, I'm sorry. Within 40 minutes, we're talking about depressing shit. I apologize. This is my first time being on a podcast.
It's not depressing. I just want you to understand that, you know, nobody in this world sees you as a slow person.
Don't get a Z.
So don't. Goodness gracious. But yeah, don't ever say that. Don't let me hear you say that ever again.
I won't. No, the
I'm
thing
not,
is,
I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just trying to show you. You're more than what you think you are. So don't let that be part of your life.
That's Army talking.
Oh, that's Chris. Hey, Chris. That's my
happy. Is he Army?
He is.
All right, hey Chris. Late Happy Veterans Day to you and Ben. By the way, for what you guys did, even if you were behind a computer blowing people up.
I was never behind a computer.
He was on the front lines.
No, but I got you, my brother. I will. I'm learning as I go. So,
be positive, man. Spread good messages.
If I want to be better at myself, I don't need to get a Z though.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that. Those things suck.
Wait, did you really call your thing a tissue box?
That's yeah.
Oh, dude, we call that thing a toaster.
It's been called many things.
What about him?
Me?
Corey? Yeah.
I just have a fucking. Beer
is the exhaust like that, so it makes up for your thing.
No, yeah, a lot of people talk shit about my car. A lot of people talk shit about me and my car, because you know I'm a big dude in the coupe. So you know they're like, bro, you know you're too big for that car. And then all I say is fuck you. And then I
that's what opinion wise, like you know, fuck them. Like
no, I don't give a fuck.
Well, I know that
they can talk shit all day.
Talk shit about my car. You could eat a dick.
Like you know, suck my
exhaust
penis.
Pipe, bitch.
You know, like whenever I first got my exhaust like that, I still worked at Toyota Rio, and everyone's like, bro, that's the fucking stupidest shit I've ever seen. Hey, and I was like, whoa, I was like, bro, what do you drive? I was like, you drive a fucking Toyota Corolla. I was like, that's the fucking stupidest shit I've seen. I was like, so shut the fuck up and die.
Oh God, that's too much.
Dude, but the thing is, I would have said a lot worse. Like, that's the reason why my mind.
Big wings, small egos. I like that shirt.
Oh, it's a Big Country Lab shirt.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking hot in here, dude. I might just be getting worked up because I'm fucking probably trying to pump James up.
No, just because I'm next to you is why.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. You're fucking turning me on, James.
I
can't wait to go to the gun range.
I know a few people that are into
the
that.
The fuck?
All right, so check it out, James. So we're going to go to the gun range on Sunday, right? You're going, right?
Yes, I just need to know when.
Here, more importantly, right? This is the most important one. Are you going?
Yes.
You better. Are you sure? I want to shoot your gun.
Are you 1,000% sure?
You better bring 1,000. Your M1.
Okay.
So I love that.
Before we continue, you already said one. Is that like the main one you really want to shoot? Because I got three epic rifles that we could bring.
He's got a
I don't know. I want to shoot them all, but I'm big on World War II guns, and that's my favorite.
Okay, well, then
dude,
I'm going to help you out.
He's got a AK-47.
Yeah, so I
don't care about that.
Okay, so I have the M1 Garand.
I want to shoot Ben's AR.
That's everyone's favorite, right? I got the M1 Garand. I got the Kar 98K.
Okay.
And Moise Nagant 9130.
Okay, you know about the podcast you were talking about, the guns that were kind of like Ford and Chevy thing?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to really think about this. Even though they're
Ford and Chevy. We literally have both of those.
But I'm saying like even though they're like Ford and Chevy, in the end, they both shoot and kill, so it's okay. Yeah.
So we're not trying to kill them.
No, 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 kill.
We're just trying to kill some paper, okay?
Sorry, ATF. For sure, you really wanna shoot the M1 Garand, right?
Yeah,
because I want to know.
Here's the funny thing is,
because I'm not trying to lug all of them.
That's the one. Here's the funny thing is, I never shot a gun.
Well, I'll teach you. Yeah. We'll show you, and we'll be careful. So. Yeah.
Okay, calm down, John Wick.
you'll be in very good hands.
Yeah, we'll get you comfortable before we let you actually shoot.
Well, that's the thing. I have no problem with that either. It's just. Like I told you guys, my mindset before a lot of people don't know, motorcycle accident I had last year, my mindset from out of high school was in the darkest of place. But I woke up from that.
Okay, go ahead.
I woke up from that. So if I ever shoot a gun, I'd rather people be near so they can.
Oh yeah, dude. Trust me.
I don't want to lose my anger again.
No,
dude. Trust me.
So between me and Ben, you're probably gonna be in the most capable hands.
Shoot the target, son of a bitch, Ben.
So check it out. So I feel better. So here's what you'll shoot. At least what I'm bringing. So I'm actually bringing two ARs this time.
All right.
I like ARs.
Both of them are 5.56. Just one of them is built more than the other.
Right.
So I have like a ultra tactical one that you can like fucking shoot through walls and like fuck shit up with, you know. And then I have just like a standard competition AR that I use. And then I'm also bringing my lever action that you saw hanging on the wall. That's my cowboy gun.
We'll teach you on that one.
They're Western. You're talking about Red Dead. Yeah.
So we'll teach you on that one because that one's the easiest to shoot. I mean, they're all easy to shoot, but it's
less nerve.
Yeah.
And stuff, and it's all around easy.
And it doesn't kick at all. So.
Will you guys record it?
Yeah.
Well? Yeah, if you want to.
I just remembered. Stand corrected. I did shoot one gun, but they didn't kick back. It was a .22 rifle.
Right? Yeah, that's the lever action that I have is a .22.
It was a long time ago, though. My mom used
to. It's easy. It's like shooting a BB gun, dude.
Okay. Literally. Yeah. You're not going to feel anything. My mom you're not going
to
hear anything.
My mom was a cop, so she used to have.
So we'll step you up. Ago. We'll step you up gradually, right? So we'll start you off with a .22,
okay.
And then we'll let you AR. Shoot. We'll and let you shoot the AR. We'll let you shoot the competition AR first, and then we'll let you shoot Then we'll let you shoot like the fucking the Jesus gun, right? Like the
50 cal?
No. We'll let you shoot like my Jesus AR. Because whenever you shoot it, let shit fly, somebody's going to meet Jesus that day.
I'm new to guns too. Like cars and everything, I'm new to.
Dear Lord. Yeah.
And then, you're about to get so we should let him shoot the AK after that, right?
I don't know if I want to shoot the Ford.
In the order that he's going in, I understand what he's doing. So the .22, because just to get you okay with shooting, and okay, I know what I'm doing. I know trigger control and all that stuff. And then from there, you can go to the 5.56, which is going to be the ARs. And then step up from that technically would be the AK, which is still the same amount of recoil and all that. It's nothing at all. And then when you're just completely like, okay, you know what? I'm good. I'm ready. You can shoot the M1.
So
and
it's
you're
that definitely, powerful.
You're, and it's going to be fun. Okay. There's nothing scary about any of it.
If you know
what you're doing and you're comfortable, which you will be by then, because we won't let you shoot it without you feeling comfortable, then you'll have a great time. Trust me. And whenever you eject the clip out the top, you're just gonna relive childhood and video games and everything. That's gonna be the best part.
Call of Duty, dude. Just
trust me. It's gonna be fun.
That's what people get mad at me. Like, why are you pretty? Well, it's still, but. No, so the M1 is the most powerful, I guess, technically, you guys
in this group that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to... Honestly, I'm not going to let you shoot a 50 cal.
Sorry, Ben, but as of right now, I never get scared, but he scares me with that M1 because apparently it's more powerful than yours.
So, actually, the M1 shoots a larger round, and the reason that we're doing the M1 last is because the M1 is... full wood stock, right? It's a full wood gun.
Yeah, steel butt plate. So you're definitely gonna feel a little more recoil.
You feel
old school.
Yeah, you feel everything. But with the ARs, they have like recoil springs inside them and everything.
And it's
so
aluminum and bodies and all that stuff.
Do you have? Can we do some grenades too at all? I mean,
no.
Good God, I wish, but no.
By the way,
without going to prison.
No, we won't go to prison.
Okay, well then
I'm clear. We can do it. Okay, it's just we can't do it at that gun range.
All right, guys, we're gonna do.
So we can shoot full auto.
Hot potato.
If you're with me, we can shoot full auto. We just have to find somewhere to do it. Right. They're not gonna let me shoot full auto at a gun range. we can also use dynamite. And other explosives too.
Ben,
like there's a certain level that I can go to with shit that I can use. So.
Can we stop? Because I'm getting excited about all this fun
stuff. Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen in a few days.
Yes. Get us some grenades.
No, be quiet. I don't need
Chris, give me your supply sergeant's name.
Hey, so if anybody needs... apparently, I'm a T-bone god against cars. So anybody needs to get rid of their car.
Got you. Oh my gosh!
It's because he wrecks all his cars.
Well, no, the bike was my fault. Two cars weren't. But like, if you need a professional to take care of your car for insurance wise, give me a call.
No, don't. You can't say that.
That's pretty negative.
No, I'm laughing about it myself. That's dark humor. Who respects me? That helps me feel better.
Anyway, so yeah, so that's what we're gonna do on Sunday. What time you guys wanna go?
Shit, I'm down for whatever.
12, 1, something like that. 12, I get 11.
I get up at
1.
1?
Yes.
1?
That's fine.
Because I got to get ammo before the weekend, obviously. Okay. So
I got to go to Academy, too.
So am I coming here or how?
Yeah, you'll meet us here.
Am I riding with you guys?
Yeah.
We're probably we're taking one vehicle.
We're taking the truck, yeah.
Oh, because none of our cars will make it.
And also, we can only fit all of our guns in the truck.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
The problem is it's a Ford, which I'm scared.
Hey, man.
It'd be fine.
Found on road dead.
My Ford can run over your Toyota, so eat shit.
Well, he drives a Honda.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Your Honda.
How much you been drinking?
All of it.
Bro, you should just VIP the fuck out of your Honda.
Dude, I actually like your Accord, man. It's really nice.
I have plans for it.
Tell us your plans.
Yeah.
Reveal them, because now whenever you reveal them on the podcast, they're out there.
And you got to do it.
You
got to
be held
accountable.
And go fuck themselves. Okay, anyways. No, okay, so before, I guess, I know, keep bringing it up. Before the accident, I used to speed a lot and everything, so I'm learning to control how I act. So I figured for the best thing for the Honda Accord is when it's going to cost a lot of money, but I'm going to work my way to it, which I'm staying positive about it. Hopefully get the Planet Q team. I want to get airlift for it.
He's going to go bags.
Nice. But that's what everybody, a lot of people keep telling me that not a lot of people have that yet on that new Accord, so I'm gonna try to be
probably
the first.
Not.
And
that's
I'm not gonna try. If I can't be the first person, that's fine. It's whatever. But I'm gonna try to be the first person. I know a guy. I don't know if I can say his name.
Yeah.
Shout out to his name is Michael Myers. Literally, that's his. Halloween.
I know who he is. Yeah.
He's a cool guy. I like him a lot. I respect him.
I actually know two Michael Myers.
The Halloween character?
No, excluding him. But yeah. I know the guy you're talking about. And then I have a friend. We just call him Mikey. But his name's Michael Myers.
Okay, yeah.
What the fuck?
By the way, BMW? No, by the way.
Huh?
With the BMW?
Yeah, silver one. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Team Nemesis and Square One. They're a lot of them are family of mine. I like their brothers and sisters to me, but.
Word.
He's going to.
Shout out Catherine. Shout out Mario.
Yep. Shout out to all the friends that helped me through this.
They're Team Square One.
Yeah. But anyway, he was fucking Nemesis and Square One.
Yeah, they went to SEMA. Bye, 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 bye.
By the way, fucker, where the hell are you at? I was hoping you would come up here with your
F-Type.
Yeah, because you got rid of the R32. I'm pissed about that.
Yeah, no, but I was pissed about it too.
But my goal is the airlift it, and I know it's going to be expensive, $5,000, something like that.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm going to do with that car, and then get a 90 Civic and boost the hell out of that.
Cool, man.
What's up, Angel?
Well, at least you got plans. So that's good.
I have goals that help me fight through it, and it'll keep me away from bikes.
Gang. There you go. That's a start.
So,
gang.
I'm stepping away from bikes.
Hey, we got two viewers. What's up?
We got Angel right here.
They've been on there. By the way, you said about Twitch. Okay.
So we don't use our Twitch anymore. Yeah. So if you subscribe to our Twitch, sorry, we don't use that shit.
Well,
it's too complicated.
Well, I was going to say was you can actually go to their site and it'll show you like information how it works. You have to have 50 likes to be able to start getting people more stuff, and that's how you
get
it. It takes forever.
Yeah. I was just.
Fuck Twitch!
We used it once.
Hey.
we used it once, and it was like. It was so overly complicated that I was just like, fuck this, dude. And we all use Instagram anyways. Instagram is, it's just easier.
Insta.
Yeah.
It's easier for everybody to access it.
Chris is still here, though. So.
Yeah, shout out to Chris, man.
He wants to look at my sexy self.
He wanted to put that out there. He's still there.
I'm looking at the lag. On this game. Shout out Chris for sticking with the live. We're almost done, actually. We got about 8 minutes left, so.
What? Okay, actually, you know, I got a quick question.
Go for it.
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
I know by law.
What the fuck? Chris.
Oh, the lag.
Yeah.
By law, I know in the left lane, whatever, it's passing lane.
Yes.
And right lane. Is that also considered in the city streets, or is that just a highway?
It's a highway.
Okay, so funny story. You know,
but if you're going slow in the left lane and in the city, get the fuck out of the way.
Well, I was doing a speed limit.
Get the fuck. This is Texas.
Texas, dude.
That's too slow. That's like fucking driving 5 miles an hour.
If you really want me to be how I used to be, I will.
If the speed limit is 65, you have to at least be going 72 to 75.
If you really want me to used to be like how I used to.
Listen, if you want to drive the speed limit, do it in the right lane.
Yeah.
Little Nick Carlos.
No, okay, so, you know, okay, what I was saying was, you know where Brown Trail's at, how it ends past Simpson?
Yep. Yeah, dude,
I was in Love Lane doing 30 miles an hour.
Brown Trail.
Jesus. Gross.
This guy,
that was a poop joke.
All the way to the door.
So it was about to end where it ends right there. I was doing 30, and the lady got irritated because I was doing 30. She was trying to pass me. I sped up, and she looked at me, and I flipped her off. And the guy that was behind her looked at me as well, flipped him off. He started braking. I pulled over to wait for him. I'm like, I'm sitting here like, I respect the law.
Yeah.
Kind of. Not really. Because I'm a car guy.
So yeah.
Kind of hard to respect the law.
Peace out, Chris.
I don't know what I'm talking about now. I'm confused.
Okay. Uh-huh. That happens to us all the time.
Just get lost. I'm not used to talking in podcasts with a bunch of people.
We weren't either.
Yeah.
But you guys, how he said was that podcast, when I came up to you guys, I'm getting used to being social again. It's hard for me.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not social either. At all. That's why nobody knows who I am.
I can see, like, because when you were coming here, sitting down, like, not even talking to us, you're on your phone, like,
Oscar.
Like, you have a guest here, motherfucker.
Talking to you, see? Bro, come on. Give me the 30 cents. What 30 cents?
Talking to Carlos.
Oh.
We're starting a little beef over here. On
is
the
there
line.
Some beef going on?
I want to see how this unfolds. Come on, bro.
Give him the 30 cents, nigga.
Come on, Carlos.
That's what I hate about people, too. It's just fucking money, my brother. You can earn it back.
Dude, 30 cents is a lot, bro.
Like, dude, like, you know what I can buy with 30 cents?
I
could buy three Jolly Ranchers at the pool guy.
Oh, my
god. I could buy three chiclets. Three chiclets for 30 cents. Three packs of chiclets.
Your side chick.
Them ones are good, bro.
As long as I have car payments, I don't give a hell about my money.
Don't give a hell.
Like, just
I don't
like
give
my
a heck.
My petition, I gave it to you guys, and like, hell, like the other day, I had enough to pay my car payment. This guy was homeless, straight up homeless. You can kind of tell if they're homeless or not. Yeah. I gave him $20. I didn't want it because I had enough money to pay my car. I just don't care about money. People need more than me.
That's good, man.
Do you want to?
You need to hang out with me more.
I'm pretty homeless, and I need money.
That's good.
Good for you. Bro. I feel the exact opposite. I fucking love money.
Straight up.
Put that back in your pocket.
No, but I respect.
You can take that. Don't worry.
That's why I don't gamble, dude. I fucking have terrible luck.
Dude,
and I hate losing money.
The first time I ever went to the casino, bro, I had I was up $12,000, right? I called my ex. I was like, yo, you won't believe this.
What's up, you dumb bitch?
And she was like,
I called my kindergarten teacher. You said I wasn't going to be nothing.
She goes,
I'm a 12,000-er now, bitch.
She goes, put $11,000 in your fucking pocket and only play with $1,000. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, I'm going to listen to you.
She sounds smarter than you.
And then literally 20 seconds later, I was like, damn, bro, I'm broke.
Wow.
I went from 12.
First of all,
if I get to
2, I'm leaving because that's just how I am.
What provider do you have? Who do you have as a provider?
AT&T.
They shouldn't suck like that. AT&T.
That's the internet.
Oh.
And we're about to run it. We got a minute and 30
who's
seconds
your internet?
Left. So. Frontier.
That's why.
I didn't have too many options. When it was Verizon, I had Fios and it was good. Now it's Frontier and it sucks ass.
Yeah,
so
when I had my bike, was one night out riding. You know, like, I'm bored. I texted Isaac. Shout out to Isaac and Beto and everybody. I tell him, hey, dude, I'm going to go ride my bike up there. He's like, hey, be careful. 2 o'clock in the morning, I got to Windstar. Put $10 in there.
Dude.
I won $140 and left.
That's what I would leave with.
That's
into making
person.
More and more and more and more. If I get more than I have, then I'm leaving.
Not
within
me.
30 minutes, I left. I said, you know what? Fuck that. Well, and I was half asleep. And I see sheriffs. I was at the gas station. I was half asleep. I almost dropped my bike. And I thought I was drunk.
Jesus.
Damn, bro. That sucks. All right. Did you get a ticket?
No, they just smiled.
Okay. We gotta end this podcast here.
I took up you guys'
time. It goes quick, right? It goes quick, right?
It's totally fine.
It's been
an hour. You're the guest. We want to do the speak.
I am the guest, but you guys
Yeah, we
are
just
my
wanted
friends.
To hang out with you, man.
It's quick.
Oh, it's
you,
fine,
like
trust
Mike's
me.
Wife.
But it goes quick, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's
so Mike's fast, wife. Right?
It flies. It flies through here. You know, 1 hour goes by fast.
We got 15 seconds, so.
I still have 1:30 on mine, bitch.
Oh, well.
We don't give a fuck about you. You're.
Is that the garage noise one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're not 80s, baby.
Anyway, so.
Neither are they.
We're not either.
Neither are they.
We were born in 1990.
Bitch! 90s babies!
I feel old.
Oh, there's 3 seconds left.
Oh, well.
That's okay.
Oh, well.
So,
whatever. All
right. So, yeah, this is going to be the end of the podcast. James, thank you for coming. We're gonna see you on Sunday. We're gonna take you to the gun range. We'll record it and probably post it up on the Instagram too.
Yeah, I'll get some pictures for you with my camera and everything.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Creeper.
So this has been Garage Noise. I'm Ben.
I'm Rio.
I'm Corey.
I'm Sexy James.
Sexy James. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
Bye.
Peace,
motherfuckers.
Laters.
Oh, y'all thought we were done? Boy, y'all some fucking stupid ass people.
Fuckers. If y'all don't know by now.
Yeah, come on. Y'all should know this shit.
Yeah,
already,
you should know too, James. You should
know. I'm ready, bitches.
I'm ready, bitches. Just like your mother. Motherfuckers, I knew what the fuck was going on. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.